charred remnants from people's lives peeked through a blanket of snow. A winter storm hit Colorado's Boulder County days after fire had engulfed entire neighborhoods. The fires began in northern Denver, and within hours they destroyed 1,000 homes after sweeping through Superior Town and the city of Lewisville.
You know, these are quiet little blocks where kids play. They did.
This local resident and his dog were lucky not to lose their home.
Walking through that devastation yesterday was, on one hand, heartbreaking because you know that people lost their belongings, their memories that were in those homes, families that were raised there.
U.S. President Joe Biden has offered funds to help with the recovery, and the county sheriff says a search is continuing for victims.
The scenes are still hot. They're still, you know, deep in debris, hot debris, covered with snow. So it's a very difficult task.
Scientists say unusual weather had a domino effect. Early torrential rain led to prairie grasses growing high. A dry winter turned the ground to kindling, and powerful winds downed power lines, igniting the grass. They blame climate change.
This kind of event that happens in December with a lot of rain to increase fuels early in the year and then no rain later in the year that dries them out is very much associated with climate change.
Some lives have been lost and thousands more upended. If climate change is to blame, many will question, how can they prevent this destruction from reoccurring in the future? Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.